If your baby's waking up at 5 in the morning most days, and you've been told that your baby's probably overtired and that's why they're waking up, let me tell you, that's not true. People like to blame overtiredness for a lot of sleep problems, but in actual fact, most likely the opposite is true. Most likely your baby is undertired. And let me tell you, this comes from experience. I have worked with so many families and the culprit has never been overtiredness. And parents are always genuinely surprised when I tell them that their baby actually may need less sleep. Most babies over the age of 6 months tend to sleep on average 10 to 11 hours. A lot of them fall somewhere in between. And if your baby's bedtime is 7 p.m., and they're waking up at 5 in the morning, that's 10 hours. They're just done sleeping. And of course, there's a chance that if you're feeding them to sleep or rocking them or pulling out all the stops, you may actually get them back to sleep because it's cozy, it's comfy, you're lying next to each other in bed. Of course, they're gonna end up sleeping a little bit more, but they might not need that sleep. And then you'll probably find that they're not gonna be tired enough for naps, or they're gonna give you really short naps. And because they end up having really short naps, they end up getting tired in the afternoon, and then you're pushing bedtime even earlier, and then you're having another early start. So you're kind of stuck in that cycle. The best thing to do in that scenario is push bedtime later and stick with it for at least a week to give the body time to adjust to that new schedule. It's a little bit like jet lag. And after a week or so, you should see those wake-ups disappear. They're gonna sleep a little bit later.